Good day, everyone, and welcome to today's National Immigration Reform Press Call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, you will have the opportunity to ask questions during the question and answer session. You may register to ask a question at any time by pressing the star and the one on your touch-tone phone. I will be standing by should you need assistance. Please note that this call may be recorded. It is now my pleasure to turn today's program over to Dan Gordon, Vice President of Strategic Communications at the National Immigration Forum.
Thank you, Amy. Good day, everyone, and welcome to the National Immigration Forum and Upwardly Global Press Call on Afghan SIVs and the need to protect our Afghan allies. With the Biden administration planning to withdraw all troops from Afghanistan by September and possibly sooner, Afghan nationals who assisted the U.S. face ongoing threats to their lives and their families' lives. Many of these Afghans who put their lives on the line to work with Americans are already at risk of violent retaliation from the Taliban and Al-Qaeda. This risk will only increase as the U.S. continues to withdraw troops. Furthermore, failure to support our Afghan allies would have negative consequences for our image and national security posture moving forward. National security experts and lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have called attention to this urgent situation and have urged the Biden administration to prioritize the evacuation of SIV applicants and others who assisted the U.S. This is likely a life or death situation for our Afghan partners. It's critical that the Biden administration move quickly so that evacuation efforts can be underway while U.S. troops can oversee the process and ensure civilian safety. Today, I'm pleased to welcome a national security expert and veteran, a partner at Upwardly Global, and two SIV recipients to this call. Ozzie Nelson is the former director of the Office of Combating Terrorism and a member of the National Security Council under President George W. Bush. He's also a veteran of the U.S. Navy and of the conflict in Afghanistan. Jenny Murray is vice president of programs at Upwardly Global. Abdul from Virginia is an SIV recipient who collaborated with USAID in Afghanistan, using his IT background to develop platforms for various civilian projects. He applied for an SIV in late 2016 and was resettled in 2020. And finally, Sita from Tennessee is an SIV recipient who began assisting the United States in 2009 and worked as a journalist and nonprofit administrator in Afghanistan. She was resettled with her family in 2020 after a five-year wait for an SIV. We'll begin with Ozzie Nelson. Please go ahead.
Hi, Dan. Thank you for the introduction. I appreciate that. I want to start by saying this is a critically important issue to the United States. What we need to see is a bipartisan issue, and we need to see the Biden administration get their plan out and implemented. As a veteran in the war of Afghanistan, I know how critical our partners can be, our Afghan nationals. And we need to realize that their contributions extended beyond that of the military and also to our Department of State and other government agencies that served over in Afghanistan. As you mentioned, for many of these allies of ours that are in Afghanistan, this is a life or death situation. As a counterterrorism expert who spent most of his career in that field, I understand what the results could be if we fail to live up to our promises. Not only do we leave our allies at threat of retaliation, but from a national security perspective, terrorist organizations could use the narrative against our interests in other areas of the world, and even our peer competitors, our nation states, could co-opt this narrative to show weaknesses in the United States and its narratives. A lot of our military missions and our diplomatic missions overseas require very close coordination with state and local, with our allies at the local level, and we can't undermine those in any way. And so it's important for us to send a message to all of our allies overseas that we work with on a daily best basis in the execution of our national security missions that we are a steadfast ally and we will be with them. As a member of the Council of National Security and Immigration, as you stated, we sent a letter to President Biden and asking the administration to increase their efforts to develop a plan and to actually get something executed here before the pullout is complete. Specifically, we're looking for them to produce a strategy and go beyond the conversation to have a definable strategy that we can understand what's going to happen. We asked the Congress to expand the number of Afghans eligible for visas. We also asked the Congress administration to address the SIV backlog, which is significant. We need them to add additional resources to that. And we're also asked them in a letter to consider using the refugee or parole programs to save Afghans at a risk overseas. This is an urgent situation. The stakes are very, very high. The United States has as a national security and a moral obligation to help our partners who have been working with us across all levels of government for the last 20 years. I'll turn it back over to you, Dan.
Thank you so much, Ozzy. As I introduce our next speaker, I want to thank Upwardly Global for their partnership on this call and for helping us connect with the resettled SIV recipients whom you'll hear from today. It's my pleasure to introduce Jenny Murray, Vice President of Programs at Upwardly Global, who will share a bit about her organization and introduce our other speakers. Jenny?
Thank you, Dan, and thank you so much, Ozzy, for what you shared. Quickly, Upwardly Global is a national nonprofit that supports immigrant and refugee professionals in rebuilding careers in the U.S. and advances the inclusion of their skills in our workforce and economy. As our country continues to respond to the COVID-19 pandemic and works to rebuild local economies, we see our work as critical in shaping a resilient workforce and future-ready economy. Over the years, Upwardly Global has served more than 300 SIV recipients from both Afghanistan and Iraq. SIV recipients are heroes, having served shoulder to shoulder with U.S. troops in conflict and supported our allied efforts on civilian projects in both Afghanistan and Iraq. In many cases, their service to our shared cause has compromised their personal safety or even their lives. The SIV program allows these heroes to find safety and security for their families. It is really the honor of our organization to be able to support these professionals as they rebuild their lives and careers in the U.S. And we know that our economies, workforce, and our communities are stronger when their talents, skills, and ambitions are fully included. So to that end, I'm very delighted to introduce two program alum of our job coaching program. First, we'll hear from Abdul, an IT professional in Virginia. Upwardly Global helped him leverage his experience with USAID in Afghanistan to build an IT career here. Abdul, we'd love to hear from you.
Thank you, Jenny. High school in 2001 when the new government established in Afghanistan. So at that time, I really wanted to continue my education and contribute to the development of my country. Luckily, I had the opportunity and I was able to pursue a bachelor's degree in computer science. So from 2010 to 2013, I worked on a project that cultivated the culture of social interaction and sharing thoughts and opinions using a digital platform. Especially among women, boys, and girls. So, and also later I got an opportunity to further my education in the United States. And after completing that program, I returned to Afghanistan and I worked on another USAID development project for the education sector. And this was helping female students across the country, especially those who were in remote areas, to have resources to prepare for university entrance exam. So these kind of problems give me and many people a lot of hope, but insurgent groups did not want these projects to succeed. And me and many others could actually, who worked on civilian projects could actually see this as a threat. My parents actually lived in a different part of Afghanistan, and whenever I was home, they were like, you know, more scared and they would just feel this as a serious threat. And I, just to mention, I was receiving, like, you know, threatening texts and phone calls, but I can be sure, like, it was specific to my work, but they were, like, you know, obviously threatening messages and calls. So since my, you know, my family's security and safety was a high priority for me, I applied for SIV in 2016, and I was able to move to the United States in 2020. So it took us around over 3 years to get our visas. And I guess, like, you know, this time that we need to protect and support thousands of people who work shoulder to shoulder with American soldiers and also on civilian projects. And they're still waiting for their visas. And those who are still in Afghanistan, and they're either waiting for their cases to be processed. I know how difficult it is for them. And especially, like, you know, now with U.S. troops withdrawing, that anxiety has increased, and especially among those who are still waiting for their cases to be processed. And also, as Jenny mentioned, with the support of Upwardly Global, I was able to leverage my experience working with USAID projects. I was able to get a job in IT, my field of study, my field of work, and I'm grateful for their support as well. And so this is just a glimpse of my story. Thank you very much for having me on this call.
Thank you, Abdul. Thank you for all that you have done over the past several years. And we're very, very proud to have you here and contributing to our economy and our community. So thank you for sharing. I'd also love to introduce Sita. She works in a local government job in Tennessee and was a enrollee and is an alum of our program from just this past spring. Sita, please go ahead and share.
Thank you, Janie. In Afghanistan, I worked as a print journalist with a forward media team led by International Security Assistance Force, which is called ISAF, and now it's called Resolution Support. Also, I worked with the United Nations Assistant Mission in Afghanistan, UNAMO, and USAID-funded project in Kabul. As a journalist, I shared the positive impact of the U.S. presence there. I wrote many articles about development projects and its positive impact on community development. I also raised awareness about women rights and violence against women. My report made me a target of the Taliban. They threatened me to kill and also to kill my father. I had to move several times inside Afghanistan and take other measures to protect myself. At one point, I wore a burqa for my own safety. I was not able to travel to be with my family when my grandparents died or when my uncle was killed by the Taliban. Still, I continued to work until the threats to our lives and safety became too great. We applied for a special immigrant visa in late 2015, and we were resettled on October 22. So it almost took us 4 years to get here. I had many challenges, but they are finished now, and thanks to SIE program and U.S. local community volunteers and resettlement agencies, support. Now I have a good job and I have started studying at university to get my bachelor's degree in organizational leadership. I want to be a leader for other women. I know that the risk is very high for other people like me who are still in Afghanistan and who have been worked to support U.S. government agencies working in Afghanistan and currently they are left behind. It's really important that the U.S. government protect these people too. Thanks, that's all.
Thank you so much, Sita. Amy, can you please introduce how reporters can ask questions?
Absolutely. At this time, if you would like to ask a question, please press the star and the one on your touch-tone phone. May remove yourself from the queue at any time by pressing pound key. Once again, that is star and one to ask a question. As a reminder, please ask one question and then press the star and the one for a follow-up. We'll pause a moment to allow questions to queue.
Thank you. While we're allowing media to queue, let me thank our speakers for your insights. And let me just ask a question to you, Ozzy, while we're waiting. Can you talk a little bit more about your experience in Afghanistan? And did you have you know, translators with you? Do you have you worked with people who are now SIV recipients?
I mean, I worked with the whole gamut, again, of Afghans that support us overseas. That's one of the things to highlight here. It's not just the translators. They supported us from everything from, you know, helping us, serve in the mess halls to the troops to operating with us in the field and actually doing the translation. It was the full gamut. So that's why I'm encouraging us to focus beyond just the translators. I personally don't know of any SIV recipients. I know of them through my other colleagues who have served, and their ability to come to the United States and to find a safe location in order to continue their lives is very, very important. It's something that I feel that, you know, we owe them as a nation. And again, I don't think we can estimate the threat of retribution that's going to be experienced here as the United States withdraws. They've always had to experience some level of threat by helping the United States from the Taliban, but once the United States leaves, that threat is going to go up, you know, insurmountably. And it's not just those that helped us; it's going to be their families as well. And so that's why this has become such an important issue to me.
Great, thank you so much. I would just note that, you know, if the president has talked about looking for opportunities for bipartisanship, and I know that among members of Congress and beyond, this has been a very bipartisan issue. And just last week, there was a letter sent up by bipartisan members of Congress, again, stressing the urgency on this. Amy, do you have any questions in the queue?
It appears we have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Well, we'll figure that we answered everyone's questions during the call already then. If you have any follow-ups, please let me know. I would be glad to follow up. And with that, I think we can close. Thanks again to our speakers. Oh, I'm just now seeing that we do have a question in the queue.
I was just getting ready to say that. So we will take our question from Danae King, the Columbus. Go ahead.
Hi, sorry about that. Yeah, this is Danae King with the Columbus Dispatch. I was just curious, you know, are there any reports of potential SIV recipients being killed in Afghanistan that you know of?
So this is Dan. My understanding is that yes, that has happened. I can follow up separately and you know, point you to what I have read, Danae. Ozzy, are you aware? Do you know anything further on that question?
I have seen the media reports that, you know, individuals have been killed, but I don't have any personal experience with that, but I've been reading the same media reports that most of you all have.
Thanks. Amy, do we have any other questions?
We have no further questions on the line.
Okay, well, thank you very much. Thanks to all of our speakers and to all who have joined. And we'll look forward to following up if there are any follow-up questions.